Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some reports are indicating U.S. President Donald Trump, not President-elect, made several phone calls to world leaders on Friday, most notably Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen. The call would be the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of closer ties with China. There was no immediate response from Beijing, but Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her. Iran is threatening to retaliate after the U.S. Senate gave Congress final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has said he considers the sanctions bill a breach of the nuclear deal and has threatened retaliation. Lawmakers of both U.S. political parties argue the United States must maintain leverage over Iran. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Preserving these sanctions is critical given Iran's disturbing pattern of aggression and its persistent efforts to expand its sphere of influence across the Middle East.
Enacted two decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address long-standing U.S. concerns, such as Iran's support for international terrorism. Partially lifted under the nuclear accord implemented last year, lawmakers said sanctions should be kept at the ready. United Nations wants to provide $1 billion worth of supplies, they say, next year to victims of Boko Haram jihadists in northeastern Nigeria, part of the United Nations Humanitarian Response Plan for 2017. This is VOA News.